The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Last week, we were with Pastor Chris as she was talking about how we are now occupying. This is going to be the second part of that message. And so we are just going to jump into it. And you will hear, as she speaks, that as she's focusing on the fact that we need to listen to the words that God is telling us through his servants, the prophets, we will see throughout the Bible that anything that God does, he always tells his people that he's going to do it, and he tells it to his people through the prophets. So whenever we hear the prophetic words, especially when we hear them repeated over a long period of time, over months and years, we really need to listen to it and take those words to heart and actually pay attention to what God is saying. So without further ado, let's get into it. Here is Pastor Chris as we are continuing our message about the fact that we are now occupying, that we are an occupying force.
So God has sent or has been trying to send his people to places where they've never been before. But because we cannot conceive it in our own mind and we're looking at the facts, we tend to ignore them. But today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, because we are heading to the promised land. Okay? Do not harden your hearts. So let me first go to Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 1, because this is a part of the prophetic instruction for this time. It said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on the earth. But let me clarify the children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, okay? If you already have a family of your own, you should not be dictated by your parents on how you conduct your family. If you are a parent already, you have to hear from God. Don't listen to the parents or parents-in-law or outlaws. Not unless you took their counsel and they are giving you a counsel from God. Are you getting this? Sometimes we twisted the word. This is a spiritual warfare. This is an occupying force. And this is our instruction to occupy and for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence to come. Okay? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It says, your parents in the Lord.
Hello?
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. So first, obey your parents in the Lord. And then honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. I said, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, you don't have slaves anymore. We only have slaves to sin, right? It's talking about workers or employees. Obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. This is a failing of a lot of Christians. Okay? Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. And said, serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Because you know the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he's slave or free. And masters or employers, managers, supervisors, treat your slaves or employees in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there's no favoritism with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. So when it says, finally, be strong in the Lord, it means to say, this is your final instruction for warfare. So it means to say, from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, those will always be instructions there will always be prophetic instruction for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. Right? Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So the people that have been attacking us, that are maligning us, they actually are captive to those spirits. They are not our enemies. Okay? Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Did he tell you to whine? To call the 24-hour prayer line? Again and again and again and again? Right? Stand firm then with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. How many? All. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Right? Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. We do not get into competition. We do not destroy the competition. Right? We don't engage in divisiveness. Because that's the Babylonian system. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Theirs don't. Are you getting this? We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, especially your stinking thinking. Okay? And we'll be ready to punish every act of disobedience, the timing, once your obedience is complete. Okay? So if you really want to know what God's plan or the move of God is, follow his prophets. Listen to what they have been saying for the past few years. And where are they being sent? And what is their position right now? What do they have or don't have? You will find the answer. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the sovereign Lord does not without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. He always reveals his plan. And it's always over the course of years without telling his prophets the full details. Right? Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 2 to 4. So Jeremiah the prophet said to all the people of Judah and to all those living in Jerusalem, for 23 years from the 30th year of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah, until this very day, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. See, the prophetic words will come repetitious over the course of months, years, weeks, because if you're listening to what the prophets of the Lord are saying right now, it's going to be big. Every plan of God, every move of God is going to be big. Okay? But you have not listened. And though the Lord has sent all his servants, the prophets, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid attention. They said, turn now, each of you, from your evil ways and your evil practices, and you can stay in the land the Lord gave to you and your fathers forever and ever. See? The prophecy for United States of America is, come out from the evil practices of the world so that United States of America will continue to remain as a superpower until the day of the coming of the Lord. Who do you think God is in his character that he would just, I'm going to give 100 years and then I'm going to kill them all? No. He is a good God. Okay? Do not follow other gods to serve and worship them. Do not provoke me to anger with what your hands have made. Then I will not harm you. But you did not listen to me, declares the Lord. You have provoked me with what your hands have made, and you have brought harm to yourselves. Therefore, the Lord Almighty says this, because you have not listened to my words, I will summon all the peoples of the north. And my servant Nebuchadnezzar, I want you to listen to that very carefully. If you believe that God is sovereign, and God raise up kings, and God is the one who bring them down, then we continue to elect and to vote for righteous people. But once the people are in position, you need to pray for them. Because God's will turn things around for his purpose and planned. And at the same time, he will judge the wicked kings or the rulers who enslaved, mistreat his people. Because he is a holy and a just God. Okay. I will summon all the peoples of the north, and my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, declares the Lord, and I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all the surrounding nations. I will completely destroy them and make them an object of horror and scorn and an everlasting ruin. I will banish from them the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, the sound of millstone and the light of lamp. The whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and I will make it desolate forever. Well, Babylon is still desolate. Are you getting this? But this prophecy is what the prophet Daniel held on when they were taken into captivity. He was counting that 70 years will come and they will return. So he started interceding and repenting on behalf of the nation. Are you getting this? These are the true servants of God, the true prophets. They look for it. They did not say, okay, God, you told them, I'm going to wait like Jonah, my partner in crime, to wait until you kill them all, even though they repent. Right? No, the prophet Daniel interceded on behalf of the nation, and then he served the king with all his might. Right? Because he is waiting. He is reviewing and said, okay, the prophecy of the prophet Jeremiah is 70 years, so therefore, I'm going to help. I'm not going to delay that promise of God. Well, the Lord has been telling us for years that the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence is coming to the righteous men and women in the body of Christ, not to everybody, because it can destroy people if their heart is not right. Are you getting this? So the transfer of wealth is coming for many, many years, and that the political revival is going to happen and manifest in this country. Well, this 2016, the Lord said that it will start this year. I don't care what everybody's saying. It will start this year. Whether they like it or not, whether you like it or not, because it is the timeline of God. So we need to rejoice and we need to get ready to really be able to contain this. Because no matter how ambitious you are, no matter how big is your vision is, and said, it says, no mind, no ears have heard. No mind has conceived what God is about ready to do. He is making a way when there seems to be no way. He's even, providing streams in the desert. For why? Because he is going to take his post in the glory position, that he will not share this. So whatever you've been doing, and I'm going to repeat it again, whatever you've been saying and prophesying, it's time for you to listen. It's time for you to listen to the Spirit of God. Instead of, oh, yeah, God told me about that. And, oh, God told me about this. And God told me about this. And you are just going running to and fro. And said, it's time for us to really hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying instead of listening to your own spirit and basing everything on what you desire. Believe me, whatever your desire is, and said, it will not compare to what God is about ready to surprise us with. But you have to be in a place of training and preparation instead of running to and fro. You've been doing that. Many of us in the body of Christ have been doing that for a long, long time. What have been produced is still not clarity from God. It's still not this. Do not focus on your own desire. Remember when God took the spirit of Moses and gave it to 72 elders, and two of them or some of them didn't even bother to show up, but they got it anyway, right? But they never prophesied again. It's not recorded. But they got the spirit of Moses. It is depending on those who receive that spirit of prophet to walk it. Because you got it, but you have to walk it. That's why impartations only work for those people who really receive it and follow the ways of God. Instead of, oh, I already got the anointing. I got the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing is manifesting. Because it's still the issues of the heart that will come to play. It's still the Holy Spirit who's going to reveal things to come to us. Not your own understanding, but the Holy Spirit. We need to engage Him every day in every decision that we make. I cannot emphasize this enough. Whatever you know, even your walk with God in the past, be willing to change. Don't go back to your routine, even prophesying, even preaching, even what you're doing. Don't go back to your routine. Give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to reveal truth to you on how to improve and transform that specific area in your life. Hello? Okay. Don't assume and think, oh, I thought God told me this. I thought God told me this. Stop thinking, but start listening. And I guarantee you, if you do not retain or even listen to the voice of men that God is using to reveal things, there is no way that you're going to hear from the Holy Spirit. You know, those that are so anointed and so great that God has plans for them. Some of them have already disappeared. Some knew that their time is up. They lost their anointing. Because God is now looking at the hearts and summoning nameless, faceless people who do not fear men, but fear God. And have a love towards His people. And the kind of miracles that will manifest, I believe it will manifest in my trip in the Philippines. If they are ready. They told me that they already been praying and preparing for it. It's like things that will manifest we have never witnessed before. And I'm gearing up to this. And whatever we saw, whatever this body sowed there, if you dare to believe and if you dare to listen to God, including the simple instructions that I keep on telling and telling and telling you, and said it will manifest here. While it's happening there, because what Amos was saying, that the reapers is overtaken by the sower, is going to happen in this ministry this year, next month. Are you getting this? Because, you know, it never manifested before. We believe it. Oh, we kept on saying it. But this time it's going to manifest. I allow God to train me, to discipline me. And I told God the things that I don't want, that are good for me, okay? Because in 2016, I told God in 2015, but in 2016, I told God it is the beginning that I want to do things for Him, not for me. Not for my own desire. Because He's been with me all these times. He's been very gracious and merciful to me. And I says, like, I don't want to be used mightily. I want to do things for Him. those are different. Are you getting this? So he's sending me to places that nobody knew that I was there. I caused trouble, but nobody knew that it's me. It's me and Jesus, so it's good. Do not desire the recognition of men. Do not desire the limelight. And one thing for sure, and go back to Moses. You think I have forgotten? And Joshua, his aide, Moses' aide, said, Lord Moses, stop them. And Moses, instead of saying, yeah, you're right, they don't deserve it, them heathens, them stubborn, he rebuked Joshua. He said, are you jealous for my sake? Could it be that God's will is that all men will be prophets? Right? See, a prophet, Prophet Moses, saw the heart and the plan of God. That it's not his plan just to appoint one prophet for one nation. His desire is for the entire body of Christ to be prophets. And that's why in Revelation 19:10, it says, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the very essence or the spirit of prophecy. Don't you ever, ever tell me or say that all prophecies are gone. And said, with you, they'll be gone, but not for me. So it is important for you to understand that you need to follow the word of God, the prophecies of the Most High God for this time. Well, it has to be in the Bible. It's not only that it has to be in the Bible. Hell is in the Bible. And it's not the perfect will of God that you go there. Are you getting this? Murder is in the Bible. Covetousness in the Bible. It is the will and the heart of our God. Everything will line up with the heart and the will of our God. And only the Holy Spirit can reveal that truth to all of us. Are you getting this? So don't you ever qualify or disqualify yourselves. Don't ever quantify or qualify yourself. No, it's the issues of the heart now.
Wow. So we really need to obey the prophetic words that God has been speaking in our lives and over the church, because God really wants to bring forth revival and manifestations throughout the church, throughout the body of Christ. So we need to take our post. We need to take our post and we need to listen to what the Lord is saying. Amen. Well, we are about out of time for today. Before we go, I just want to give you some updates. Next month, November 28th, Pastor Chris is leaving for the Philippines again. She's going on a mission trip. She's going to be there for several weeks. It's set to be the most intense of a schedule for her, but God has so much that he has in store for the Philippines in this upcoming trip. If God is leading you to donate to this mission trip, you can do it at our website, www.sogmi.org/donate. Again, that is www.sogmi.org/donate. And I was told that we are now opening this up to the radio listeners, but Pastor Chris, before she leaves, we are going to be holding a prophetic conference at Freedom Fellowship Church, free of charge, because Pastor Chris wants to sow a seed here in Texas before she goes to the Philippines, because our supporters here in Texas, our partners, have been so faithfully supporting us as we've been going and planting seeds overseas in the Philippines, and that has been a very abundant and fruitful harvest. So we want to sow some seeds back in the people here, our supporters here in Texas, because God wants to bring forth the same kind of manifestations that are happening in the Philippines here in Texas. So this prophetic conference that we're holding is going to be November 19th at 9:30 a.m. It's going to last pretty much the whole day until the afternoon. There will be a lunch break. And again, you have to register to attend. Registration is free, but seating is limited. So you need to register online at www.sogmi.org. Go to the events tab, you'll see it there. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. And the last announcement that I want to make is for the Prophetic Gathering of the Saints, our annual December 31st event. We have opened up registration. That is December 31st, and it's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, just like it was last year. And you can also register for that online at www.sogmi.org. And that'll, again, be in the events tab. It's $60 per person, and that's going to pay for your meal, and it's going to pay for your entrance fee. And it's a formal event, so make sure when you show up, you dress up. But you don't want to miss either of these events, the November 19th Prophetic Conference and the December 31st Prophetic Gathering of the Saints. So go to www.sogmi.org and get registered today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.